This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wow. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Boy, we do. Now, you know, I am married to Corey. I love being married to Corey. He has been my husband for over 20 years. And he is a dream husband. Okay, he's dreamy. And he's a good man. I would never think to cheat on him. But I guess older Americans are more commonly having extramarital affairs. And I thought, you know what, once I get through, you know, if we could just get through any midlife crisis, he's not going to go anywhere. If he's old and I'm old, no one's going to cheat on anybody. Wrong. They said younger Americans may be viewed as more sexually progressive. A new study has found that older Americans engage in extramarital affairs more often than younger married people. And the study was titled America's New Generation Gap in Extramarital Sex and published July 5th by the Institute for Family Studies. And it reveals that 20% of married Americans over the age of 55 say they have had extramarital sex, while just 14% of married Americans under 55 have gotten it on with someone other than their legal partner. Are you kidding me? 14% of married Americans, right, have cheated versus 20% of older, over 55. The study's findings are the result of an analysis of data from the General Social Survey, which has provided an unbiased record of American attitudes on various subjects since 1972. So the study found that extramarital affairs were carried out mostly by younger people around 2000, when the percentage of Americans that were between 18 and 55 engaged in extramarital affairs began to drop. And the percentage of married people, 55 and older, seeking sex from people other than their spouse began to rise. That number has nearly doubled since 1991, when around 10% of older Americans say they engage in extramarital affairs. Now, I'm going to tell you why I think cheating is on the rise. I think there's a lot of things going on. But anyway, the study's author, Nicholas Wolfinger, in the University of Utah, hypothesizes that one of the reasons those in their 50s and 60s have ventured outside the marriage for sex so often is the era in which they were raised. People in their 50s and 60s, coming of age in the wake of the sexual revolution, had more sex partners in their lifetimes than their older or their younger counterparts. And after peaking around 1990, teen sex has dipped significantly. Collectively, this sexual biography makes it understandable that products of the sexual revolution would be most predisposed to extramarital sex. Okay, I think there's a lot of other things going on. So why the cheating? Okay, one big thing, which nobody ever talks about, is religion. Less people are religious. Okay, you know, in the Bible, you're not supposed to commit adultery in most religions. And so for those of us that take religion seriously, you know, we're not going to do it. We're not going to go there. Yet I notice many older individuals seem to start straying from their religious views that they did when they were younger. And they say, look, you know, when I don't know what the afterlife is going to be. I don't really know if I'm going to go to a hell if I do this or not. I might as well enjoy life. And so many older individuals may be, you know, starting to look at, you know, well, really? You know, if I cheat on my wife, am I really going to go to hell? Am I really going to get hit with a lightning bolt? And so, you start to see a kind of a loss of piety, right? Of, you know, and of, you know, orthodox, you know, religious views. You see less and less of that. So I think that's one. Number two is older individuals now don't have erectile dysfunction like they used to because we have medicines out there like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. So rather than them growing old, being stuck on their couch, not being able to enjoy life, they get a whole new second wind. Right? There's a whole world out there that they get to enjoy. Third, you know, married couples in the olden days, women had duties. We women didn't like the fact that we had duties, but our duties, whether the marriage was arranged or not, was to pleasure our husband when he wanted to. Well, with women's freedoms, and, you know, understandably so and thankfully so, we don't have to be assaulted, we don't have to be abused, we don't have to have sex with our husbands anymore if we don't want to. But the husband, if he wants to have sex and he doesn't want to be in a sexless marriage, what's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to live with somebody that doesn't want to sleep with him? Well, he could get a divorce or he could have an extramarital affair. So you see, these things are changing. You know, more and more we're seeing less, you know, sexual intercourse, yet men have Viagra, men, you know, they could go on testosterone supplements, you know, and then, you know, women too. You know, Michael Fassbender, a movie could come out with Michael Fassbender on it. And then she comes home and she sees her husband and she's like, he's no Michael Fassbender. I want a Michael Fassbender type. And so a lot of what we see in the movies and a lot of what we see on TV and these relationships, it makes us want to have those relationships too. We want to fall in love. We want to be chased. Right? Well, in the olden days, unless somebody at your church flirted with you or at a poker game you go to or bingo game, you know, you really didn't have any interactions with other people. Now it's different. Between Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, you have access to people all over. And so with that, that's crazy. It's just like a kid in a candy shop. So people flirt with you, people like, people give you positive reinforcement. And so, you know, I'm not surprised that sex is starting to, you know, be more frequented, but not within the marriage setting. It's a shame. We really have a breakdown of the marriage and the nucleus. Families are very different now. You know, some of the families are doing well, you know, where you have 2-3 moms, you know, a few different dads. People have a lot of stepbrothers, stepsisters, or half-brothers, half-sisters. And the family nucleus is changing. But personally, I want older people having sex. I just prefer they do it monogamously. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a girl had died after contracting E. coli just by cleaning a dirty yard. The family of one of 2 children who died after contracting an E. coli infection said the 6-year-old had recently been cleaning debris in their housing complex yard. Gabriella Fullerton of Hilldale, Utah, became sick shortly after coming in contact with dogs who had been around discarded dirty diapers in the yard. Fullerton and a close male friend, whose name and age have not been revealed, both died after becoming sick at around the same time. Fullerton's mother, whose name was not disclosed, was also sickened after cleaning the yard. Fullerton died of kidney failure as a result of the E. coli infection. They said, our entire family and all of our friends are completely devastated at the loss of our little Gabriella. The Fullerton family said in a statement, the family would like to thank everyone for the prayers, love, support, and donations from everyone. While we are grieving this tremendous loss, we are trying to make sure this does not happen to another child. Our hearts are also with the other child's family. They say the Southwest Utah Public Health Department has been investigating the outbreak, but said the greater community is at little or no risk of being affected. A spokesman told Fox 13 that water samples in the area confirmed that that was not the source of the E. coli. So they're looking at either exposure to an infected animal or to a contaminated food, like food poisoning. And, you know, as we've talked about before, E. coli is some serious stuff. It could cause intestinal infections, resulting in diarrhea, abdominal pain, and fever, according to the CDC. Some severe cases may cause patients to suffer from bloody diarrhea, dehydration, kidney failure. And so individuals that are kind of weak, like young, older individuals, pregnant women with weakened immune systems are most at risk. There is a GoFundMe page that has been set up to help the funeral with family expenses. It's basically funds for Gabriella funeral. Look that up if you can. Just scary stuff. And so it's such a shame. I mean, you know how many times we, you know, we tell our kids, you know, go clean up the poop or go clean up the garbage? All right. Well, we got a little bit of good news here. They say prolonged breastfeeding ups the risk of severe dental cavities. I don't know if that's good news, but maybe, you know what, it's not good news. I'm sorry. It looks like this is bad news day. They say breastfeeding at age 2 or older increases a child's risk of severe dental caries by the time they're 5. Now, this is frustrating for me because if a mom wants to breastfeed her kid until the kid goes to kindergarten, I'm fine with that. Breast milk is healthy milk. Let the moms breastfeed. Fine by me. But they say after a kid is age 2, it increases a child's risk of severe dental caries. They say to investigate the effect of prolonged breastfeeding on children's teeth, Karen Glazer-Perez of the University of Adelaide and Australian colleagues looked at 1,100 children that were born in 2004 in Pelotas, Brazil, a community with a public fluoridated water supply. They say breastfeeding information was collected at birth, and when children were 3 months, 1 year, and 2 years old, they also looked at the sugar consumption at 2, 4, and 5 years old. By age 5, nearly 24% of children had severe early childhood caries or cavities, which researchers defined as 6 or more decayed, missing, or filled tooth services. Close to half of children had at least one tooth service affected. Children who had breastfed for at least 2 years, which was close to 1/4 of the group, had a high number of teeth that were decayed, missing, or had a filling. Their risk of having severe early childhood caries was also 2.4 times higher compared with those who were only breastfed up to a year of age. Breastfeeding for 13 months to 23 months had no effect. So, all right, what does this mean? Well, maybe what they're getting in the breast milk could still be high in sugar. You know, sugar is usually the biggest culprit. But they say maybe what it is with prolonged breastfeeding, there could be more sugar consumption. You know, what ends up happening is the kids breastfeed, and then rather than sitting down to a full meal, they, you know, maybe just go straight to dessert. I don't know. I don't know why. Breastfeeding is usually something we like to urge and we like to recommend. In this particular case, it's a little confusing. So, they say there's no question that babies who breastfeed for a longer time than recommended by the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry or the American Academy of Pediatrics have an increased cavity rate. But it's not just related to the breastfeeding. It could be maybe a sippy cup, a bottle of milk. Maybe they're having the cavities because they like sucking on things. And that habit of sucking on things is what puts them at risk for having cavities. You see what I mean? So they say, after a baby eats or drinks, there's a rise in bacteria and a rise in decay potential for approximately 20 minutes, after which bacterial growth and concurrent acid production decreases, as does the decay potential. Therefore, we recommend toddlers eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner with perhaps a mid-morning snack and a mid-afternoon snack. If a parent brushes the child's teeth after breakfast and dinner, there are only 3 exposures to increase decay rate times. So, for moms who do like to breastfeed longer, we advise them to follow the recommended feeding schedule and drink a non-water drink no more than 5 times a day and never at night, and encourage a brushing schedule. So, guys, gotta brush your teeth. All right, kids. Oh, man. Usually breastfeeding is a good thing. You usually rarely see kind of anything that's something. All right. All right, look, I'm getting there, guys. I'm still jet lagged. I am getting there. A woman has given birth after being struck by lightning. Apparently, they are praying for a woman in Fort Myers, Florida, where a woman delivered a baby boy after being struck by lightning. She was just 7 days from her due date when lightning struck her in the head as she walked near her home in Fort Myers on Thursday. Paramedics found Davidson on the ground, barely breathing. She was rushed to the hospital where doctors delivered her son, Owen. His condition is unknown. A family friend posted that it will take time for doctors to assess his injuries, though his mother appeared to be doing better. Right now, Davidson, who was initially listed in critical condition in an intensive care unit of Lee Memorial Hospital, was upgraded to serious condition. That is an upgrade. Critical means it could be life or death. Serious means they're alive, you know, when seriously injured, but it's not as bad as critical. They say Megan is showing signs of improvement. They have lowered the amount of oxygen that she's getting, and they have lowered the sedation, so she's probably on a ventilator. And they say that she was able to react to her husband's voice using her eyes. Crazy, crazy stuff. When it comes to lightning storms, we usually tell you to not be the tallest one in the area, to get down flat. I mean, we're talking flat. So when that, and you know, who knew if she wasn't ready to see the lightning, if that was the first lightning she saw. Whenever there's a lightning storm, you got to get the hell out. It's scary stuff. Poor thing. And she was, you know, and what could a lightning bolt do? What could the electricity do? It could interfere with the mom's heart rhythm and the baby's cardiac rhythm. It could. It could also affect them neurologically, put the baby at risk for seizure disorder. So it's serious stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted, and hopefully mom and baby get through this. We're also praying for Steve Scalise, the U.S. congressman's condition, we find out, has worsened. He was the majority whip who was shot in the hip while practicing for a charity baseball game last month. We find out he has been moved back to intensive care. Being reported by BBC.com, Steve Scalise was one of four people wounded on the 14th of July by a gunman who targeted Republicans. Doctors say they were concerned about infection, but he is now being listed in serious condition. He's 51 years old and represents Louisiana. He's been in the hospital since the attack. They say that he arrived at the hospital facing an imminent risk of death because he had a lot of bleeding. He was moved out of the intensive care unit late June after repeated rounds of surgery. Now, the gunman, James T. Hodgkinson, was shot by police at the scene. He was the one that asked, who was practicing, or they Republicans or Democrats. And when the gunman was told that they're Republicans, he started shooting. And two police officers were also wounded, along with a congressional staffer and a lobbyist. So we'll keep you posted on Steve Scalise's condition. This infection that he could possibly be having, it could be an infection in the bone. It could be resulting pneumonia. We don't know. They're not telling us exactly what could be going on, but whenever somebody gets shot and then unfortunately they have to go back into intensive care, there's a variety of things that can put them at risk from an infection standpoint. If the bone was shattered and the bone was open, obviously there's a risk of infection getting into the bone. And an osteomyelitis is serious, and we have to attack it with IV antibiotics and long-term antibiotics. When somebody is shot and they can't move around and get up and exercise and be active, then unfortunately they could have a pneumonia. People who are on bed rest for long, excuse me, I got the hiccups. People on bed rest for long periods of time, they can't take deep breaths. And if you can't take deep breaths, you can't spew out sediments and pathogens that seem to settle in the lungs. So when you're lying in a hospital bed, you're at high risk for pneumonia. So that could be another possible infection. There could also be a wound infection that could have occurred from the areas of the surgery. He had multiple surgeries, so an infection could happen there. Sometimes people get urosepsis or an infection from the catheter and a bladder infection that could go to the kidneys. So unfortunately, there's a variety of things that could go on. Very, very scary in a gunshot wound patient, which is why, early treatment is imperative. And, you know, we pray for him. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember yesterday we talked about how Volvo, by the year 2019, is going to start launching only hybrid or electric cars, no more petrol cars. Well, now it says France, now we're being told that France is going to ban the sale of petrol or diesel vehicles by 2040 to meet Paris Accord climate targets. According to Daily Mail, they say France is to end sales of petrol or gas and diesel vehicles by the year 2040. They say the move is part of an ambitious plan to meet its targets under the Paris Climate Accord, according to the new ecology minister, Nicolas Hulot. He acknowledged that the target would be tough to reach, especially for automakers. And this obviously comes as Swedish car giant Volvo, who has had, you know, diesel cars, announced that it was going electric and that no model brought in after next year would rely solely on internal combustion engines. Volvo's cars will instead be fully electric or hybrid, combining electric and conventional engines, and what the RAC Foundation suggested could be the spark which turns modern motors electric. We needed somebody with chutzpah to get that started. It's just, I wish those cars weren't so expensive, because I would definitely consider it as long as I didn't freak out every time battery was low. They say recent figures showed a 15% drop in sales of diesels, following dire warnings about air pollution, death, and costly levies. They say the data from the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders revealed a surge of sales of electric and hybrid models. They say Volvo, which is owned by China's Geely, said it would launch 5 electric cars by the year 2021, but will continue to produce current models with petrol or diesel engines after the 2019 cutoff. But it has yet to build any, as its factories in Sweden, Belgium, China, and the U.S., but does have 4 hybrid models. So, you know, what we're seeing now is a trend to save the air, which I like, and also to have less dependence on oil, which is going to be very, very interesting from an economic standpoint. The less we rely on other countries for oil, and the more we could, be more autonomous when it comes to our, transportation, the better it could be. Now, I guess this Paris Agreement is the first large-scale global agreement to combat what scientists say is climate change, coming together at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in 2015. On Earth Day of 2016, April 22nd, it was open for signatures and enough European countries signed so the agreement entered full force last November. This was a few days before Donald Trump was elected president. They say China and the U.S. had already committed to backing the deal in September 2016, with their greenhouse gas output accounting for nearly 40% of the world's emissions.
Here's the thing. I like the idea of less gas emissions, you know, but I don't think that it's going to take a long, 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 long time for this to make an impact. I have some stuff to say on that, but let me finish with this. They say the United States said it could try to reduce emissions from its 2005 level by 17% in 2020 to 26% to 28% by the year 2025. There's a variety of reasons and good reasons for us to go electric with this. I just don't know if we're too spoiled. You know, we're really spoiled. I think it's easier for something like this to, you know, launch in Europe. I was just in Europe, and Europe just seems more tolerating than other things. You know, it's interesting. One of you emailed me on, you know, how rude were the French to us, you know, because they heard that tourists get spit on and the French are rude. I never saw that. The French were just, they were so nice. The British were amazing. You know, I expected, you know, maybe the British were not going to like me too much because I make fun of the roundabouts and I make fun of the English, you know, language and, you know, I speak like, you know, yeah, howdy. Yeah, I didn't think they would like us. The British were phenomenal. The French were phenomenal. The only people who were rude, which is very interesting, were a couple of the waiters we had in Italy. I was kind of shocked by that. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting in Italy, you know, they would be like, oh, mademoiselle, or they wouldn't say mademoiselle. They would probably say, oh, you know, come on in. You know, my hand was yours. Eat, enjoy. You know, I didn't get that feeling. There was some rude people that we noticed in Italy. However, many of the people in Italy were still sweethearts, absolute sweethearts. And then, of course, the toilet issues, that kind of got me grumpy. But nobody acted like they hated us in France. Nobody spit on our food. Nobody, you know, and maybe it's because, people think, well, you know, because if you don't speak a language and they're quiet, you know, Americans have a much different look or they infer rudeness, you know, a little differently. You know, I mean, I grew up with my father who was Israeli. And so the way he talked was just the way he talked. An American would think he was being rude, but that's just the way you talk, and you can't be sensitive and thinking like, oh, no, he's insulting me, you know? And so, like, for example, if I'm like, you know, okay, so Dad, I'm going to do this. No, 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 don't do that. It's stupid. Do this. I'm like, all right, I won't do that because it's stupid. See, but he said that as it's a fact. You don't want to do that with the wrench because it's a stupid move. Meaning the move is stupid, not you're stupid for thinking about it. Now, yes, he would call me stupid. Is that going to be completely stupid? Yeah, I am completely stupid, yeah. Then I'll get insulted. But if he's like, no, no, don't do that, that's dumb. Don't do that, that's stupid, that's stupid. Here, do this, good. And that didn't insult. I didn't, you know, go through life thinking I was dumb. Because that was stupid and dumb was like a noun or an adjective for something. That, you know, you don't take it seriously. So if you're in France or in a country where you don't speak the English language, and you go, you know, this is very, very good. And they just kind of nod to you, and they don't smile and say thank you for the compliment. Maybe it's because they didn't understand what you said. You know, maybe they, well, they could smile at least. Well, no. No, in a lot of countries, if they smile at you when you didn't say anything that was particularly funny, that could be looked upon as a insult. Why are they smiling? I didn't say anything fun. Well, they're smirking. So you'll see a lot of Europeans, when they talk to you, they won't smile. They'll smile when they're giggling and having fun, and if they're dealing with Americans. But the average, European, Mediterranean or whatever, you know, when they talk, you know, you say thank you very much, like, yeah, thank you. Or they'll say, buongiorno. You know, like, good day, good morning. And it's not with a big smile and, hey, what's up? Like we Americans, it's buongiorno or buenasera. And they do it with a straight face. It doesn't, you know, so you don't want to necessarily, just don't be a weenie, you know, when it comes to that. All right? And, you know, also they're dealing with tourists. Okay, when you go in a non-tourist section, you may kind of notice things a little differently, but when somebody's dealing with tourists over and over and over and over again, asking them questions, and, you know, they have to say the same thing over and over again, I don't know how flight attendants do it. You know, when the flight attendant wanted to serve us something to eat, there was two options. And I heard her say the two options, I just didn't understand the two options because of her accent. So I made her repeat it, and I realized I just made her repeat something for the 20th time in the last 2 minutes. Because I was number 20. And I, you know, how do they do that without, you know, wanting to rip their hair out or smacks in the face? So I would say, you know, cut the Europeans some slack with that. I was pleasantly surprised. People in France were very, very nice, but I was shocked that a couple of the waiters were really rude to us in Italy. And no, I did not make fun of the toilet. This was before the toilet. They were rude to me, so I put in my order, then I went to the toilet and there was a hole in the ground. I'm like, are you kidding me? That was ridiculous. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. One of you asked if I saw the Mona Lisa. I did not go into the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa for a couple reasons. One is there were like long, long lines. Number two is the Mona Lisa is like really tiny. It's like the size of a couple like pieces of paper. It's really tiny. And you have to step about 15, 20 feet back. So you can barely see it and everybody's in the way. And so, no, I didn't get to see the Mona Lisa. Interesting story on how she was taken because the Italians wanted to bring it back to Italy. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Now, we women have been battling the stereotype that if we're on our period, we should not multitask. And this has been a stereotype that has gone on for a while. And I told you guys I had a medical book from the 1800s. And they said just that. A woman having her period shouldn't go to school. Because her energy is being focused on the pelvic region and less I guess, focus of her body would be going to her brain. And I told you guys one of the reasons why I got a 1450 on my SAT is because I was on my period. Okay, so for me, period makes me super smart. So there has to be some science. Okay, somebody had to study this. Right? And this is where our money goes to. And the findings reveal that levels of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone in your system have absolutely no impact on your working memory, cognitive bias, or ability to pay attention to two things at once. They say, while it has often been assumed that anyone who's menstruating isn't working at top mental pitch, the researchers found evidence to suggest that that's not the case. They say while some hormones are associated with changes across one cycle in some of the women taking part, these effects did not repeat in the following cycle. Now, I know there's some debate on this, and I'll tell you what I think in a second. Overall, none of the hormones the team studied had any replicable, consistent effect on study's participants' cognition. Lead researcher Brigitte Lieners said, as a specialist in reproductive medicine and a psychotherapist, I deal with many women who have the impression that the menstrual cycle influences their well-being and cognitive performance. The team working from the medical school, Hanover and University Hospital Zurich, recruited 68 women to undergo detailed monitoring to investigate changes in three selected cognitive processes at different stages in the menstrual cycle. The results from the first cycle suggested that cognitive bias and attention were affected, and these results were not replicated in the second cycle. The team looked for differences between performance between individuals and performances over time, and they said the hormonal changes related to the menstrual cycle do not show any association with cognitive performance, although there might be individual exceptions, women's cognitive performance in general not disturbed. So what are they saying? They said women can think just fine when they're on their period. All right. Now, some of you ladies are like, okay, yes, I'll go with that, but I don't know if I'm completely in agreement. Okay, what they're saying is if you are currently menstruating, there should be no effect on your thinking. I agree with that 100%, okay? If, however, you have very heavy periods and you become anemic and you become tired, that could. Right? Being anemic is not a normal physiological response with a period, but a normal period should not really affect your thinking. If you, however, have very, very heavy periods, you become anemic. One time I was so bad, I fell into a wall. I just, you know, almost passed out. I was so low in blood. Yeah, I'm probably not going to be thinking as clearly. All right? But that's a not normal period. Same thing with migraines. Some of you guys get migraines, okay, when you have your period. Migraines suck. Migraines are so bad. Migraines are just, I could think, but I don't want to. And maybe when you're in pain, you're like, look, I don't want to see. I just want my eyes closed. I don't even want to think about anything. Yeah, you may not be at your 100%, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's your period. True, cyclically you may have, you know, a migraine or so, but then again, here's the thing. Men have headaches too. Men have anemia. Men feel tired. Men have fatigue. When men have low testosterone, sometimes their memory isn't all there. So blaming a menstrual cycle and a once-a-month occurrence, right, on a woman's lack of ability to do something is not fair. And then, ladies, you can't play the period card. We've all done it. We've all played the period card. I'm sorry, I was on my period. I'm sorry. And the guys back off. It's great. Oh my gosh, I played the period card. Okay, my show. How good was my show today? Wasn't that good? Sorry guys, I was on my period. See? You're like, oh, you know what? Okay, that means next day, tomorrow will be fine. And you want to know why guys put up with that period card? Okay? Because when a woman says, sorry guys, I was on my period, it means this isn't a permanent thing. Okay? This was a one-time thing. Yeah, or maybe once a month thing, where this isn't the norm. And the reason why guys really love the period card that we women play is when they say, oh, sorry, guys, I was on my period, that's much better than us twisting it, saying, this is your fault. You see what I mean? For a woman to take fault and end the conversation right then and there is a guy's dream. So, guys, let us play the period card. Some women play the period card. But look, ladies, you know, we got to stop it with the stereotype. Okay? You know, we can think, you know, just as well on our periods than not. Okay? And if I don't perform a good show, it's not my period probably. It's probably because I just didn't perform a good show that day or that week or that month or fiscal quarter. You know? I mean, it could happen. Year? I've been on air almost 10 years. Wow. All right, placenta pills. All right, the CDC is warning against placenta pills after somebody... Oh, this is... After an infant got infected, they say health officials are warning new moms about the potential dangers of taking pills made from their placenta. There was an Oregon infant that had an infection tied to this practice. They say trendy among some mothers, the practice of eating the placenta after giving birth is believed by some to help with postpartum depression, breast milk production, and energy levels. It's taken off in the last decade, touted by some celebrity moms, and promoted on the internet. Now, tens of thousands of U.S. moms do it, according to a rough estimate from UNLV. I went to UNLV! Woohoo! UNLV! But in an unusual report published Thursday, a group of doctors and health officials say the capsules appear to have caused an infant's illness in Portland, Oregon. The author said moms should avoid taking them, noting that the making of placenta capsules is not regulated, so there's no way to tell that it's perfectly clean. The researchers include some lab scientists at the CDC, and a spokesperson said the agency has not taken a formal position on placental pills. I don't know why. I, we don't have a lot of medical evidence that's beneficial, and they found that this UNLV study dummy placenta pills were no better source of iron than, you know, regular, or the regular pills, no better source than the dummy placebo pills. So, I guess last fall, an Oregon baby fell ill twice with a strep infection. The first time, investigators thought the mom passed it during birth. Later, the mom started taking placenta capsules, and then the baby got sick again. The health officials think the pills played a role. Why? Because that bacteria ended up being on the placenta. Women in their last trimester get screened for group B strep. If a woman has group B strep in the vagina, and many women just commonly carry it, the infant will get an antibiotic after the infant's born. Okay? So, the baby got a strep infection probably from passing through the vaginal canal, getting group B strep. So, you know, most of the time we give the baby antibiotics, not sure why the baby still got an infection, but the baby did. If the placenta passed through the vagina, which is the third stage of labor, they take the placenta and then they make pills out of it, that placenta possibly picked up the bacteria from the vagina. Now it's being introduced into mom, and then mom, when she breastfeeds, gives it to the baby, you see? They say this mom had her placenta sent to a company that offers to clean it, slice it, dehydrate it, then grind it and put it into gelatin capsules. It's possible the company, which is not identified, failed to heat the placenta enough to kill the germs. Now, what does the placenta do? Well, it provides oxygen and nutrients to the fetus, and a lot of mammal mothers eat the placentas. Well, because it's a snack, and it's brown, looks like chocolate. But in ancient Chinese medicine, they used a ground placenta, and then mom started doing it in the late 60s and 70s. I don't know, add some Nutella on it? I really don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.